wow in my product business. I have two goals with my product business: always be different and always be the best in the world. If it's always different, it's easier to be the best in the world. I think of it like this. I don't want to change the world, but I would like to modify a small landmass. It doesn't take a lot to make someone feel special. Small details like adding a few pieces of candy to a mail order makes your business stand out. But I don't use the standard peppermints. I need something different. Peppermints and cinnamon drops and root beer barrels. The average age of my customer is 35 to 55, and these are candies they remember from childhood. A peppermint is common, and it doesn't stand out, in my opinion. It doesn't make a memory. I also understand the power of free. I've been blessed to have Jay Rumpel live in my town, and he's able to shoot video for me. Since constant video production would be very expensive, Jay and I came to a deal where he is on salary every month to do what I need. It helps him and it helps me. Win-win. My customers get two free trick ideas or DIY prop projects through the closed Facebook group. We call them VIP video. These video links on YouTube are private, so only those with the link from the Facebook group can see them. This allows the group members to get a reward for being part of the group. Therefore, people visit the group more often and are more willing to post and contribute to the brainstorming. The group is all about creative ideas and helping others. If someone becomes negative on the group or says something offensive, I send them a message and then delete the post. There's no place for bashing ideas when brainstorming. But what does this group do for my business? It reinforces my creativity niche and builds upon the nice guy factor of my business persona. People want to buy from a nice guy. My belief is simple. Give away almost everything in your store, and your customers will love you so much they will help you rebuild the store better than before. In Customers for Life, Carl Sewell and Paul B. Brown write, "If you're good to your customers, they'll keep coming back because they like you. If they like you, they'll spend more money. If they spend more money, you want to treat them better. And if you treat them better, they'll keep coming back and the circle starts again."